Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello, friends. It's Garbled Twistery, and what are we doing today? Oh, we're going through the 1816 election, and we're currently looking at the vice principal candidates. Indeed, indeed. So who's next on this list? Oh, it's a new guy. He's here now. Be nice. His name is Rossi James. Let me tell you about him. So, James Rossi Ross was born next to Delta Airlines headquarters in the state of New York. His dad's name is Joe Potatoes, and his mom's name is Jane Graham Cracker Potatoes. But when it comes to school, he had like a typical rich person learning experience. When he turned old enough to leave the nest, he flew to some town in Pennsylvania that had cannons everywhere, inexplicably, and he ended up in Washington or Jefferson's College. I can't tell the difference. Rossi Ross did the limbo and passed the bar, and unlike all the other lawyers we've talked about, our guy decided to like specialize in the law of the land. No, really, like literally, like the land's law. Like if you bend down and touch the dirt to see if the insects are following the land laws, that's what he specializes in. What team did Rossi play for? The Federalists. He was also randomly at Pennsylvania Constitution Con and helped out for no reason, so maybe that's why all the fancy people recognized this guy. No, really, like, people knew this guy. Remember that time? Remember that time where all the whiskey was gonna be taxed and the farmers were all super mad about it because the scaling of the taxes was, like, not fair and they got the pitchforks and Jorge Washington was pulling his hair trying to deal with the mess? Yeah. Prezi Wezi Jorge literally called up our boy James Ross to do some covert diplomacy mission to defuse the situation like Raven Simone. And he was pretty freaking successful. Yeah, you gotta watch James Ross over here. He's a crafty potato, he is. But wait, there's more shenanigans afoot. Remember that guy, Albert Gelatinous, that got kicked out of the big boy Senate because he was talking big smack about Alexander Hammy Tammy? I might have said that in passing before, whatever. James Rossi Ross is the guy that snuck in there as a replacement. I know, crafty, replacing Albert Gelatinous? He was there for the Tommy J years. Yeah, a lonely Federalist, putting the pressure on the Prez, and yet he was liked enough to even get reelected. This guy's a freaking political chameleon, I tell you. No, but you don't even understand how sneaky and shifty this character is. Let me tell you what he was trying to do in freaking 1800, okay? Our boy James Ross tried to introduce a bill that would make it so after the electoral votes were in, they go to the secret committee run by the Chief Justice to decide which electoral votes are real or not behind closed doors.
That's cheating.
Yeah. Don't worry, this didn't happen because the bill got leaked. There was a newspaper article about it, and in T-minus 3 seconds, the Federalists were all like, Bill? Whose bill? I don't know any bills. I got my eye on you, Mr. Ross. Moving on. Remember when Spain was being all melodramatic in New Orleans and President Tommy Pickles was looking for help? Ross was the guy who was literally putting the troops together in case something crazy was about to happen. And because he did that, the negotiations turned into, we have troops and don't test me. And Louisiana ended up being, like, purchased because of it. Always at the right place at the right time, aren't you, you sneaky fox man? So, while Ross was super sneaky in big boy politics, he wasn't fooling anybody in Pennsylvania. I'm serious. He ran for governor several times and failed. The best position he could get in his hometown was a city council president. I'm just saying, if you're able to get away with all the shenanigans on the big boy politics stage, but your hometown people don't even trust you enough to make you the governor, that's a sign. I don't know what it's a sign of, but it's a sign. This dude's up to something. Maybe he's gonna finagle his way into the vice principal position. It's possible, you know, just, you know, sneak another bill in there. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Cheez-Its, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garbled Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus episode in the works is on the history of trusting in the heart of cards. As you can tell, we're having a good time over at Patreon. Anyways, next time it's another VP candidate. Hopefully he's not so shady all the time like Mr. Ross. Meet Johnny Howard. Get excited.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Diffuse the situation like Raven Simone.